DigiLocker to get its own AI agent. Inside Tech Mahindra's 8 billion parameter LLM. Ilya Sutskever reimagines the road to AGI. Cabinet approves 7,280 crore rare earth permanent magnet scheme. Dream 11 parent open sources its tech engine with Horizon OS.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get straight into the top stories. And today we start with DigiLocker, which is about to get an AI upgrade. So not a cosmetic one, an actual autonomous agent. So let me explain what's happening. India wants DigiLocker for more than just store your PAN card. The IT ministry is building an AI agent that can understand user commands, plan tasks, verify documents, and even trigger actions like sharing or accessing files. But none of this runs wild. For any irreversible action like issuing or sharing documents, a human has to approve. So no surprise passport applications happening behind your back. So the government wants full logs, fallbacks, error handling, and proper audit trails. And DigiLocker is just the pilot. If this works, the same AI agent architecture could be rolled out across other ministries as well. So think of it as the government testing its own version of AI interns, except that these ones cannot go rogue. All right, next up, Tech Mahindra is quietly building something big, an 8 billion parameter sovereign LLM under the India AI mission, focused entirely on education. So in an interview with us, Chief Innovation Officer Nikhil Malhotra said the launch timeline is around March 2026. Now, the idea is personalized learning support for students, starting with STEM subjects delivered in regional languages. Now, the company is also pitching its Orion AI agent marketplace for other LLM teams as well. It's collaborating with Intel to run these models on Intel AI PCs, so younger students can access them without relying on cloud infra. So they are also in talks with Mahindra Universities and CBSE as well. And all of this is happening at a time when India's tech skilling system is undergoing what many in the industry describe as structural debugging. Several employers, especially in the IT industry, feel that while the country produces millions of graduates, the employability gap remains wide. And in fact, Infosys CMO Chief Marketing Officer Sumit Virmani said the focus must shift from training to real employability, because skilling livelihood outcomes isn't solving that gap. So we have an ambitious sovereign education LLM on one side and the national scaling challenge on the other, and the distance between the two is what everyone's watching right now. Moving on to global AI, now imagine this. What if the path to superintelligence doesn't begin with an all-knowing omniscient AI, but with something more like a restless teenager? Scary, but very interesting, right? Well, that's Ilya Sutskever's pitch. Sutskever, one of the world's leading AI researchers and the co-founder and former chief scientist of OpenAI, is charting a new path with his company called Save Superintelligence. He's reframing AGI, or artificial general intelligence, not as a perfect machine, but as something messier, humbler, and far more human. So an intelligence that learns on the job. So his company wants to release an AI agent that doesn't arrive perfectly trained, but learns through real-world trial and error, a super intelligent 15-year-old, as he puts it. Curious, capable, but still figuring things out. Now, this approach also breaks the fear of one model monopolizing everything. So if agents learn through experience, different organizations could build different niche of expertise. And Sutskever is also saying the scaling era is over. The just add more GPUs phase cannot carry AI much further, according to him. So from 2020 to 2025, scaling dominated progress. But now he says there are more companies than ideas. So his bet is that the next leap comes from how models learn and not how big they actually are. All right, quick updates before we wrap. First, India has approved a 7,280 crore rupees rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing scheme. Now, let me give you some details of this. These magnets are used in EVs, defense, satellites, and India imports most of them today. So the plan is to build domestic capacity with 6,000 metric tons per year of integrated REPM manufacturing allocated to 5 beneficiaries through global bidding. Now, the scheme runs for 7 years, 2 for setting up facilities and 5 for incentives, and will create India's first integrated REPM plants if implemented as planned. And finally, Dream Sports, the company behind Dream 11, is open sourcing something major. It's called Horizon OS, the tech engine that company has refined over a decade. Now, this will be part of their new SaaS business, Horizon, led by Amit Gade, and the launch is happening at Mumbai Hacks 2025 this week. Remember, Dream Sports is now focusing on diversifying as regulatory changes continue to impact the online gaming model. Now, Horizon OS offers developers tools for faster build, test, deploy cycles, and large-scale application management. Now, Dream 11 itself has operated at massive scale, over 300 million users and peak loads of 16 million concurrent users. And the company says that Horizon OS will help startups across e-commerce, fintech, health tech, and more. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Again, thank you so much, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get a podcast from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.